This is Blaine Reed, IPM agent in Helen Swisher County, coming to you with another IPM update this week. And we're going to be talking a little bit about thrips. So with me today, we've got John Toby and Dagan Teague. They're IPM agents in Floyd and Crosby and over here in the Muleshoe area. So we're all coming into a thrip season. And Dagan, we were planting yesterday over around Floydada, and we had quite a few thrips fogging around us, didn't we?
Yeah, you look at I was wearing a bright pink shirt, and then John over there was wearing a white shirt, and we were covered in thrips. I mean, I have a picture of it. It was by the dozens.
So they're definitely still out there, and we've been talking about this for a few weeks. But Toby, I don't have very much cotton up. Do you?
Yeah, I've actually seen a few. I've been getting some reports from John David, and again, kind of go out in the field a little bit and seeing a little bit come up. I do have a few cotton fields actually at first leaf, so that's pretty exciting. It's more in the western part of my Palmer County, mostly corn over there in Castro, but we are seeing a little bit of cotton come up, and we are still planting trials, and everybody's still out in the field getting after it.
So yeah, we're still planting, and there's a little bit of cotton up, but I think the bulk of mine is still on the way, and you know, these thrips have been fogging for a while, so I think that's one thing we need to keep in mind is there might be enough thrips coming out that we're seeing that in these northern areas that as soon as it comes out of the ground, we need to be scouting for these guys and taking them in a pretty good condition. And, our threshold we kind of go with is that one thrips per true leaf. And even though we might have insecticidal seed treatments on those, and they'll be doing great control, but sometimes they can be overcome. And we usually take note of whether that's an adult thrip or a nymph, whether we start seeing that rapid increase in thrips population in cotton in that pre-squaring stages. But it is very possible with a really high number to be overcome. And it seems to me like we might have pretty good odds of that on some cotton if it's already up. Now, Dagan, you also found quite a few thrips in some early corn. Any concern there?
I would say yes on some of the fields. Some fields there was more predators and eating all them thrips, and there wasn't that much damage. But in a field right there, right next to Floydada, I mean, there was just so much damage there and not very many predators at all.
For us in the corn, we usually view those thrips as beneficials. They'll be just feeding along, not really doing economic damage to that corn, but even though they can get really high numbers, we might see some silvering, but usually they're taking out the early Banks grass mites infestations and helping us out there. And of course, they're a food source for other beneficials as well. Yeah, generally a thrips won't ever kill a cotton plant, but they sure do set it back in stage, and that's the last thing we need. As we're coming along, I've noted quite a few bit of wireworm damage and a lot of cold shock out there, particularly in my territory up that north, the guys that really felt the pressing on the window and the growing window and got ahead of things. And we've got a lot of cold shock, and I think we're having to replant a lot of acres up that way. And I would remind our producers out there, if you've got any abnormality growth on, knotting, sharp curving, something like that on that cotton plant, even though it might establish, we might want to consider that cold shock as being serious damage. That plant's going to be really slow to develop, and it's going to be quick to stress. It's almost going to behave like it's got some cancer cells in those knots and just be sickly all year. So if you have very much of that and you kind of got to scratch those plants up to determine that, it might be better if we come back and replant in some warmer temperatures.
This is Kerry Siders in Hockley, Cochran, and Lamb counties. Just to give you a quick update from this part of the High Plains, cotton planting is in full swing. We've made a lot of progress since this last weekend. Here it is the 20th, and I suspect that we're already nearing 45, probably 50% of our cotton in as of this Wednesday, the 20th. And And there'll be a lot of producers that'll finish up probably by Memorial Day. We'll still have quite a bit of dry land cotton that'll need to go in, and there'll be some that are still waiting to have a rain. There is a chance of rain this evening and even this weekend. So there'll be a bunch that may want to wait to see that moisture as well, to let it meet in the middle. We've had some really good planting in some places in Hockley County, a little bit drier as you go west and north into Lamb County. But all in all, it's we've made really good progress. I know we've already, the agents have already talked a little bit about thrips. We're seeing intermittent pressure from thrips. Not seeing a lot of damage on young seedlings yet here, but it's definitely something to keep an eye on. In fact, we planted a trial this morning and digging around, checking seed depth and everything, was finding wireworms. Now, this field didn't have a particular history of many grass crops or anything, but it's just the situation we're in as we go south. We're seeing more and more pressure compared to years past. As you go north now, they've been there for some time. Really not seeing any other pests at this point. Really, you know, back a month or more ago, we were seeing a lot of plant bug, different species there. Really not seeing that now, but it's definitely something we need to continue to keep an eye on. And so anyway, we're in the thick of planting cotton, and I've not seen much in the way of grains going in here yet. I suspect that we'll see that. We've got a smattering of sunflowers that are already up, and that's kind of the situation we're in. This is Kerry Siders. Have a great day.
This has been a production of the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service Entomology Department here on the High Plains of Texas.